to Real World News.
Mario Humala and the concept of food sovereignty in the past 15 years. Four workshops in the Argentinian capital city gathered over 100 Latin American and Caribbean organizations with an only goal: to reaffirm, enrich, and broaden the concept and the social elements that strengthen food sovereignty. Born in Havana, Cuba, in 1996 as a proposal of peasant organizations, food sovereignty became the principle of social movements, and it has now become a right recognized at governmental level and by global governance agencies such as the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO. The International Planning Committee coordinator, Mario Humala, started the debates of the movement talking about the current state of the concept of food sovereignty at international level. The principles governing the concept of food sovereignty include its prioritization in agreements that regulate the international trade of food, becoming a right of communities. This means that food sovereignty plays a central role in the criticism and mobilization against neoliberal policies established by the actions of the World Trade Organization, according to the Chilean professor and activist. From 1996 to this day, food sovereignty has gone from being a concept to a principle and then a fundamental right, and we clearly understand that it is a duty that involves us all, said Humala. In addition, the movements decided to broaden the basis of organizations with the common goal of food sovereignty, and this week the organized civil society is actively participating in the 32nd Regional Conference of the FAO, which is celebrated in Palacio San Martín, Buenos Aires, putting their demands on the table and trying to raise awareness on the governments of the region about the food crisis and the proposals of movements.
You are listening to Real World News.